下边有两个问题是用英文问的问题，因为我们英文部也想就是报道一下你这个事件，我能就是能用英文说一下吗？
可以可以。
How do you describe your experience? Would you give us a sort of a brief of the case? For example.
So the case, of course, is the shock. Was a shock to me because I had no idea what I did would cause them to arrest me and indict me, persecute me. And it's also a shock to my family. Nobody was prepared for this. So it was a very traumatic experience. And everybody was worried, and nobody knew exactly what the future would be like. And of course, as the case moved on, it became, you know, at the beginning, I was very sure that I didn't do anything wrong. And when they told me what they charged me of, my reaction was that it's absurd. However, you know, you never know how the process would progress. So when it moved on, it became more and more clear that they have mixed things up. And they have, they made a mistake of not being able to tell different things. And so, you know, we realized that they made a mistake. And so my lawyer and I, and we want to work with the government. Right? We want to tell them that here and there, this is what the mistake they made, and they misunderstood things. And so then, of course, you know, we will become more and more, confident that the same should become clear.
Yeah, and do
you but the difficult.
Sorry about that. Please continue.
And the difficult thing is that I cannot go out to explain to people who misunderstood me. Right? I mean, for people who read the indictment and for people who really know me well, they wrote to me. And they were saying that the indictment doesn't look like the person I know. But for people who don't know me that well, and they all think that, okay, maybe I did something wrong. It's hard because I cannot go to them and tell them this is the facts. I guess even if I could, I couldn't just go to talk to everybody who might have some doubt about what I did. And so there was a colleague who wrote to me and apologized to me saying that, you know, at the beginning, I thought you must have done some small thing wrong and they make a big, big deal of it. And I'm really sorry. It seems that you did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's hard.
Yeah. Do you think you were targeted because you came from China as an American citizen? You came from China originally.
They didn't tell me why. Well, they did charge me with those crimes, but they didn't tell me how this thing was triggered. Where did it start? And let's say the technology was from this company, Superconductor Technologies Incorporated, or STI, is how people call them. And so I don't know whether, you know, they brought it up or they didn't tell me, and I don't know. And so I have no evidence to say that they are targeting me because I'm Chinese. I think you could ask them. And I think the if the media can play some role in figuring out so whether that's a motivation or not, that will be I will be very interested in knowing. I think if it is, it's not to the best interest of the United States, because the United States, one of the reasons that the United States is leading in science and technology and in many areas is because all these talents were attracted by the ideals of the United States and come to this country. And if you scare them away by being hostile to these people, that's not to the best interest of the United States.
Great.
The Chinese, for example, I think there are outstanding Chinese in many areas.
That's a lot of noise. That I think is the wind. So would you repeat the last sentence?
Yeah, I'm saying that in the U.S. there are a lot of outstanding Chinese Americans who are contributing to many areas, not just in science and technology, but in the industry, in many areas. So if somehow people feel that this is not this is a hostile environment and I stop coming, that's not going to be good for the interest of the United States.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So, and anything else you want to add?
Actually, there may be one point that I can add. That I feel that protecting the United States, you know, from the loss of secrets and intellectual properties, that is just, that is the duty of the law enforcement. But they need to be able to do a good job in doing that. And probably there should be some kind of dialogue, collaborations between, you know, the funding agencies who encourage people to collaborate with foreign researchers and law enforcement, look at many routine activities with a colored glasses, like a criminal activities. So there should be some more dialogue between these agencies with the universities, and also make it very difficult for the researchers, because now they are scared. When they collaborate with people in China, should they do that? Should they not do that? And if there's no very clear guideline, it will make it very difficult for the the science community. So that's something that I want to add.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I stop recording now. Well, if you have anything more to say, I can start again. No problem.